Welcome to Meant to Win, a podcast for founders, visionaries, and leaders who are deeply aware that their life and work are meant to create a bigger impact. We're diving into real strategy, conscious leadership, and the internal identity work that allows you to create massive success. I'm your host, Dr. Stephanie Wigner, an author, speaker, and eight-figure entrepreneur who loves to take business strategy and combine it with the inner identity work that truly unlocks the next level for you. If you know you have a big calling for your life and your work is meant to help more people, then you're in the right place. Welcome back, you beautiful people. I'm excited to chat with you today. I feel like it's been a while. I have a lot that I want to share with you. And so a couple of things. We are literally leaving for San Diego tomorrow. By the time you listen to this podcast, it's probably going to be a couple of weeks past. And I'm so excited. There's something so special about being in the room with my community. I love being in person with them. I love seeing them have breakthroughs in real time. I love getting to hug them and just see how they're doing, getting to see them connect with other people, getting to see them have, you know, breakthrough conversations with their spouses that they bring to these events, getting to see them step into their new selves, to their future identity as we host our founders dinner. I just love everything about being in person. I will likely do in person forever, but I do not think I will be going back to California because this event has been a little more difficult to plan than other events just based on being in California alone. It's definitely been more expensive. The vendors there have an upcharge in what they charge. And so I don't think we're going to be going back to California. We'll still go back to the West Coast. I absolutely love toasting in Scottsdale, but either way, I am so excited to be in some sunshine, see some palm trees. Your girl feels like she needs a vacation horribly, and I'm excited to just be there, host the event, and then take a couple days off with my boys. But what I want to chat with you about today is being in a room that expands you, because as you know, I was recently, or maybe you don't know, I was recently in a room with other seven and eight figure entrepreneurs. And a lot of them were women who were scaling online. And so my dear friend Callan had hosted an AI day for women that have really supported her throughout her entrepreneurial journey, women that have been affiliates for her, women that she wants to pour back into. And so 15 of us gathered in Nashville and we talked about AI all day. And we built custom things with AI. Her team is incredible. Callan is truly so generous and she gave us all second brains, which if you don't know, is on a separate computer with a MacBook, like a separate MacBook, and you can go in and build your second brain. And I'm going to tell on myself and tell you that I haven't built it fully out yet, because this was like at 9 p.m. that we were building this and my brain was completely checked out. I was like, I have had 10 hours of AI. I simply cannot go on anymore. And I had the most crazy experience getting back from that. So I got back to the hotel at the W in Nashville, and everybody on my floor was locked out of their rooms. And it was like 11:30 by the time I got back, because we were out on like the outskirts of Nashville. And so by the time I got back downtown, I wasn't even staying all the way downtown. I was staying in the Gulch and I was locked out of my room. And I have on like a cute little business outfit and my work bag. Luckily, I had a pair of leggings and a t-shirt in that bag with me, because I was anticipating potentially staying late, wanting to change clothes. I never ended up changing. And so I had those in my bag. They put me in another hotel room without my stuff. So I had to go to sleep in another room. And I was like, okay, well, do you have any idea when I'll get in my room? And they were like, no, I'm sorry, ma'am, we don't know. And so the next morning when I go to call them, they're like, hey, can I get my other room? I have to head to the airport. They were like, sure, no problem. A guy came upstairs, let me in. And I was like, what time did you get the room key situated? And he was like, not until 3:30 in the morning. And I was like, you know what? Thank God I had another bed to sleep in. Thank goodness they weren't sold out of the hotel. But it was just chaos, as you can imagine. Drunk people in Nashville in the lobby bar. I was like so exhausted from using my brain all day. I was like, get me to a bed as soon as possible. I don't even care if it's not the room that has all my stuff in it. Then my flight was delayed like 6 hours the next day. And so I had a lot of time to sit and process and just think about the upcoming event, which was really exciting, and just kind of think and reflect back on how far I've came over the last 5 years. You know, 5 years ago, I was looking at women building online and being like, that's so cool. I can't wait to do that. I can't wait to have events that I sell out. I can't wait to help hundreds of people. I can't wait to have a team that's excited to help people. I can't wait to be able to unlock things inside of other people. And now today, that is a reality, right? Like even you listening to this podcast, like that used to want once be a dream of mine. And now it's happening. And having that little extra time after Nashville just gave me time to really sit in that feeling and be excited. It definitely got me excited about the event. It sometimes can feel overwhelming trying to juggle everything that I'm trying to juggle. But when I sit in those pockets of gratitude, I honestly am just overwhelmed with how lucky I am that this is what I get to do for work. There's literally nothing else that I would want to be doing for work other than coaching, recording content, and mentoring my team. And so the fact that that's how I spend 80% of my time is honestly incredible to me. I feel really grateful for that. Which brings me to my next point. Being in that room showed me that I'm not as far off as I think I am. And so maybe you're like me where you see people online and you're like, oh my God, they're absolutely crushing it and they're doing all these things and I just wish I could do that too. Which that's why we love online, right? That's why I love Instagram, is because I'm able to see what's possible before it's possible for myself. I'm able to get inspired by other people. I'm able to see what other people are creating. And as a byproduct of that, sometimes I can feel like I'm not doing enough. And the last 12 months with growing this company and just managing everything that I've had on my plate, I have felt this feeling of equally like, oh my gosh, I am doing so much. And on the flip side, feeling like, oh my gosh, I could be doing so much more. And it's been exhausting, to be honest, going back and forth, oscillating between, am I doing enough? Am I not doing enough? And really kind of just navigating what this season of business has looked like. And when I was in that room, I was like, okay, I'm doing it. Like, these women are no different than I am. They have more experience. They've been doing it longer. You know, I was sitting next to Jenna Kutcher, who's a freaking legend. She has been in the online game, I think she said, for 15 years, maybe even longer. And it was really cool. I had a really intimate conversation with her, and she's, quote, retiring, and she's stepping back. And I was just like, Jenna, I would love to hear your perspective. Can you give me like a 5-minute TED talk on what made you decide that and like what brought you to that conclusion? And she was like, you know, I was doing a lot of things and I found myself in the middle of a brand shoot, putting on clothes that I don't normally wear, getting my hair and makeup done just to take photos of me doing things that I don't even do. And I just realized like I wasn't interested in living that life or carrying that story on anymore. I wanted to make impact in different ways. I wanted to make impact in my home. She has 2 young daughters. She wanted to make an impact in her community. She cares a lot about donating to her local community in Minnesota. She was like, you know, I want to be able to work on the things that I want to and not have to perform. And it was super awesome, I would say, to have that kind of conversation with somebody who's kind of scaled and then decided when enough is enough. Because I do worry about that, if I'm being honest with myself, is will I have this internal feeling? I love growing. I love being expanded. I love building. I truly love building. It's why I can't stop opening and starting new businesses or new ideas or new projects, is because I love the build. I love who I become in the process. I love how my brain starts to work when I'm trying something new, trying something hard, trying something I've never done before. And also, it's tough. It's hard. And some days I feel like, am I going to know when enough is enough? Am I going to be okay with the level of success I have achieved and be able to sit in that? And so that's really why I was interested in having that conversation with her. And, you know, she shared with me some of the things that she realized, hey, enough is enough at this point, at least at this season of my life. Again, wanting to be super present with her family at home, wanting to garden, wanting to do some of her hobbies. And she said something that stuck with me that I know will continue on with me for like the next several months, potentially years. She said, I had won the game of business. I was interested in the other games of life that I hadn't quite explored yet. And I was like, oh my gosh, yes, I feel that. Like, as somebody who doesn't have a plethora of hobbies, as somebody who hasn't taken a proper vacation in over 12 months and completely unplugged, you know, like that's a little bit of a problem for me. I realize that. I'm working towards it. I have been completely understaffed inside of this company. And so a lot of my last 6 to 12 months has been building up my team. I finally feel like we are so close and I'm so excited to take a week off. But even as I'm preparing to leave for the event, I have the next week that I'm staying in San Diego, but 2 of those days I'm doing a brand shoot and the other 3 days I will be with Kyle and Jet, and I'm hoping that I can unplug some. I know that I still have like 2 meetings that I absolutely have to attend, but I'm hoping I can unplug the rest of the time. And I really am feeling in my body that I need a little bit more rest. I'm reaching a point to where rest is absolutely necessary just for my energy, like for me to be a magical human being, for me to be in my power, for me to be able to facilitate and help people facilitate a breakthrough, be a conduit of light, I have to absolutely restore my energy. And my energy reserves are feeling a little low. And I know that by being in the room in San Diego, I'm going to get so freaking activated that it's not even going to be funny. But also after having this conversation with Jenna, I've been having the conversation with Kyle of like, what exactly, if I'm building 12 months from now, what exactly am I building? And I think I've spent so much time, especially the last 60 days, getting things off my plate that don't feel aligned for where I'm headed. And I'm so grateful that I did that. I'm so proud of myself because truthfully, some of the decisions were scary. Some of them I didn't quite feel ready for, but I made them anyways. And that's how I know I was already gearing up to make sure that everything that is on my plate is super aligned. And even as I was heading to this big event, you know, I told Jenna a part of my life's purpose and life's calling is to facilitate massive change within humans. It's to unlock their potential. It's to uncover what's actually holding them back from getting everything they want out of life. And I feel that on a deep soul level. God tells me that on a daily basis. And I know that I'm living out my calling. I just want to make sure that I'm always building from a place of purpose and a place of congruency and not a place of ego. And so because I've already been on this journey myself the last 6 months, it felt really reassuring that I've already been making some decisions that are aligned with my highest self. And it also just gave me perspective of like, hey, just in case you forgot, there are multiple ways to build. Now, Jenna's not completely retired. She still is doing social content and like she still has her newsletter and her Substack and things like that. And she's built such an incredible brand. And truthfully, this is the power of brand. This is the power of being able to facilitate a brand that outlasts you. This is like legacy type shit where she's able to pull back drastically and still have her business continue on. I mean, that is goals to a T, right? That is freaking goals. And I even have some stuff that I'm going to share at the event this weekend about like, what's it look like to become a founder and put on this founder identity? Because a founder thinks so much bigger than a business owner. And it's really the evolution that I've went through the last 12 to 18 months of like, what kind of assets around the business am I building that can outlast me, that can make an impact without my time and my energy involved? And so if you're building a business right now, I would ask you, how much of your revenue is leveraged outside of your time? How much of your impact is leveraged not being attached to how many hours you put in? Like that's something that I want you optimizing for. And so the whole day as a whole, getting to speak to other people, Amy Porterfield, Adley Kinsman, you know, Kate Northrup, it was an incredible room. I feel so grateful to be a part of it in those conversations. And I realize we're all just girls wanting to do good in the world, make an impact, see what we're capable of and live up to our own potential. And I think something that I'm like really, really excited about sharing with you guys is that I have been working the last 12 months on a docuseries. And you're like, Steph, a docuseries? Like why? Like who do you think you are? Nobody wants to watch a documentary about your life. And I hear that and I receive that. And also I think for me, this was about so much more than showing you a peek behind the scenes. This is about so much more than showing you what it looks like to build and go full send in your life. It's so much more than just showing you like what it looks like to go for it and go all in. It's not all rainbows and butterflies. I wanted an opportunity to show you some of the obstacles and challenges I've dealt with over the last 12 months, show you that I'm also a real person. I know that it's easy to think like, those that are ahead of us a couple steps or a few chapters ahead that like they don't go through hard things. We absolutely do. And really for me, it was about, I will never be in my 30s building a company, scaling this quickly and a mom as a 4-year-old and a wife ever again. Like this is a small moment in time. And I know 10 years from now with the things that I'm going to accomplish, the things that are on my heart, I'm going to look back and be like, I'm so glad I got to get footage of this build, of this process. I just think it's going to be really cool to look back on. I think it's going to be really cool to show Jet of, you know, us hosting these events, of Kyle and I navigating the clinics, of building HQ and what that looks like, growing my team, traveling the world together. I think it's going to be really cool to have as like a little legacy piece of what I've set out to create and the impact I've set out to make. And also, as a byproduct, I really, really, really just want to inspire more people to go all in on their life. I think that as a whole, the world is so complacent. The world is so concerned with burning out, so concerned with just maintaining, so concerned with staying status quo, not overexerting yourself. And I think the world really needs more examples of people going for it and the payoff that happens once you go for it. Because while it has been hard, while I've been faced with a ton of challenges, like, you guys, my life is actually unbelievable in the best way. This life that I'm currently living is an absolute manifestation of everything that has ever existed on a vision board, of everything that I absolutely believed was meant for me, I have achieved. And I'm not special. I'm not unique. There is nothing that I've done that is set me up for success differently than anything you can implement or apply to your own life. And so I'm really, really excited to be able to show you more in depth of what that has looked like, my own limiting beliefs that I've had to go through to get to where I am as an eight-figure entrepreneur, who I've had to become as a woman, and being okay with being seen and being visible and sharing my thoughts online and putting myself in a position to be scrutinized, and even doing this project. Like, there's people who are going to see this project released and be like, oh my God, who does she think she is? Why is she doing this? Because I want to, because I fucking can. That's why. Because I'm willing to put my money where my mouth is, because I am absolutely committed to impact, and you are going to see that. And I want you to see the depths of who I am. I'm not just a girl who's online talking and dancing and saying, make more money, do whatever you want. Like, I am somebody who is fighting tooth and nail for every opportunity I have. I am somebody who is looking every limiting fucking belief I have in the eyes, in telling it, in loving myself through it to get to the other side of it. I'm being brushed up against every edge I've ever had in asking myself, who are you at your core? What are you made of? Where are you going? Why are you going there? Who are you committed to helping on the way? And I'm going to show you that. I don't think most people are building to that depth. It's not something that I'm doing to show off. I'm doing to show you that, like, it is so possible for you too. I lose sleep over people and the influence that I have. I lose sleep over not making as big of an impact as I possibly can, knowing that I have these gifts and these tools and these resources that can make a big impact. Like, I posted the other day in one of these Facebook groups, somebody was wanting help growing their practice. And I posted, like, this podcast alone cost me $7,000 a month to run. This is not so I can get on camera and talk and look cute and do a social media clip and then get 3 likes on it. Like, this podcast is because I know that there's somebody that can't afford mentorship that is listening to this, that if I can just keep encouraging them every week, if I can share my trials and my tribulations and my wins and my losses with them, that they're going to get so much closer to their goals. I get messages every day from people who are like, hey, you don't even know it yet, but you're affecting me. Please don't stop. Please keep going. And that is what literally fills my cup up. That's what gets me excited. That's what gets me out of bed when I feel like giving up. That's what keeps me going. And then on top of it, obviously, I have the impact that I've had on my own immediate family. I have an impact on my team and all of that. And it's so great. And I feel so grateful and so blessed that I get to have this kind of impact. But by no means would I ever want you to look at what I've accomplished and not understand the parts of me I've had to shed to get here, and not understand how much risk has actually been required, not understand how much BDQ has been required. Like, it has not been a walk in the park. And I'm just really excited to show you that. So if you're interested in watching the little docuseries that we've put together, I have a link in our show notes here that you can sign up and get the episodes as they release exclusively. I'm a little undecided if I'm going to share it with the world, if I'll end up putting it on YouTube or not. I'm sure eventually I will, but in the beginning, I just want to keep it close-knit, who people are actually interested in the story and the plot and who want to get a behind-the-scenes look at it. So if you're interested in that, I'll put it in the show notes. I can't wait to bring you an update after San Diego. I love you. I'll see you next week. If something in this episode resonated with you today, trust that it wasn't random. It wasn't an accident. Growth doesn't come from doing more. It comes from becoming more. If you know you're meant for a bigger life, a bigger impact, and success that actually truly feels aligned with you, then you're being called forward. This is your opportunity.